Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
I came believing and praying for healing at the service, and I'm thrilled to say that I got it.
In the Bible, we read, Jesus healed them all. That applies to you today. Join Kenneth Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he studies healing scriptures. Be armed with the Word of God to stand and win the battle to live healed.
Open your Bibles with me to the book of Hebrews 3:1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, or the one God sent, a high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, or the anointed Jesus. Now, that word translated profession, exactly the same word as confession. It means to say the same thing as. So when we confess with our mouth, He is Lord, man, it activated the high priest. The Savior. Amen. Right then you received Him. Now, stay right with that. He is anointed high priest over His words in our heart and mouth. You're not just standing there speaking to that mountain by yourself. He's right there. If you were just by yourself and you spoke to the mountain, probably wouldn't have much effect. But you're not by yourself, sweetheart. Number one, you're speaking His word. Number two, He's responsible for you and His word. Glory to God. Oh, I tell you, that brings a shout in my heart when I read it. Now, okay. Now, are we steady with that? Are we strong with that? All right, let's go back over there to the 91st Psalm now, and you can see that that's what's happening right here in this psalm. The high priest of our confession, my confession is, I say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God, and in Him I do trust. Now, let me just for clarification here, we must be on the same page with this. I want the same thing going on, the same pictures going on in your mind that are going in mine right now. I say of the Lord, He's my refuge, He is my fortress, He is my God, and in Him I do trust. Bing! You just got born again. Amen. Now, does that illustrate it where we can see that what we're gleaning out of this morning? Because we're looking at our healing and longevity here this morning. That's the last thing I said. Now listen to my high priest. Surely, Kenneth, He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Kenneth, He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Now, what is the process taking place here? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I have declared that He's my God, He's my fortress, and I trust Him. And now Jesus starts feeding me the Word. starts feeding me the promises. My faith is getting stronger. Every word he says, it's getting stronger. Every word, I'm getting stronger because he's talking to me. He's talking to me and promising me. He's telling me, he's telling me his plans and telling me what he's doing for me and what I can expect here.
Yes, yes, amen.
Now look at it. Kenneth, you'll not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Oh, thank you, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir. You will not be afraid, yes, sir, by the terror of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. You'll not be afraid for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000, Kenneth, will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that's wonderful. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. And I wrote in my Bible there, and you're free to do this if you'd like. I put a little arrow right between the word eyes and shall. Let me read it to you. Only with your eyes, like a bad movie.
Amen.
Only with your eyes. You walk out of the theater and you say, that was awful, but it didn't hurt you. It didn't get on you. Amen. Shall you receive the reward of the wicked? Now listen, this proves my point right here about who's doing the speaking here. Because, Kenneth, you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, and neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling.
Amen.
See what the Lord High Priest is saying?
Yes, sir.
He's saying, son, he's my God too. He's the God that raised me from the dead. He's the God that saw to it that I didn't get stuck in hell and couldn't get out. He's the one that healed all the sick. When I was in my ministry on the earth, for it was the Father that dwelled within me, he did the work. And you have made him your habitation. And you could go a little bit further with that. You have made him your habitation. Therefore, I'm your high priest and I'm responsible and I'm here, son.
Hallelujah.
Now, just for a moment, think about the 23rd Psalm, because the same thing is true in the 23rd Psalm. Amen. He's the shepherd. In this Psalm, he's the high priest. But in the 23rd Psalm, he's the great shepherd. Leads us beside the still waters. Praise God. And green pastures. Sheep don't have to hunt the pasture. The shepherd does that. Amen. Now, there are some goofy sheep that get off on their own, hunt their own pasture, but it won't long, they'll be back. But even when you do that, the shepherd's out hunting you. He's gonna find you and get you back over here where you belong so you don't starve to death out there in the weeds, man. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, well, can you see the valley of the shadow of death here in the 91st Psalm? Of course you can. You're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, you'll have no fear. Well, why? Why should I not have fear? Because my great shepherd, my great high priest is right there with me, and he's the biggest thing in the valley. He is the biggest thing in this valley, and I'm following him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is this doing you some good this morning? My. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Now, that verse covers from verse 3 all the way down through verse 10. He has given His angels charge over you to keep you in all of these ways. Those angels are hearkening unto the voice of the Word. Well, the voice of the Word came out of your mouth. He's my God, He's my fortress, and I trust Him. Now Jesus is speaking, and those angels have to listen. Listen, He's the Lord of the host.
Amen.
He's commander in chief. When He said these things, and we take it and we believe it, hey, they have to be on the job. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Every time we get in the airplane, every time, we activate this song. Amen. And before we put the power up, Father, we plead the blood over this airplane today. You ought to do this in your car. You ought not ever get out in public without your armor and your shield and the blessing wall up. Amen. We plead the blood over this airplane today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth for protection against every evil spirit, every evil thing, every evil person, every evil plan of the devil is now bound and stopped and thwarted. Ministering spirits, lift us up lest we dash our foot against a stone, and keep us in all of our ways today according to the 91st Psalm. And Father, we receive it, and I'm asking You to bless our partners today beyond measure. Hallelujah. Amen. And then take hold of those throttles and jam them forward. Hallelujah. Now see, a lot of people do this. A lot of people say, oh, Lord, be with me today on this trip. You just wasted your breath, brother. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of the world, or the end of the age. Now see, this is activating what God has already said. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back in here now. You'll not be afraid for the terror. Well, now, that right there, oh man, that covers this whole terrorism thing. It covers the terror of a neighborhood full of bad actors. I mean, that covers that. You don't be afraid of that by night or for the arrow or the missile or the stray bullet that flies by night. No, no. People that stood on this on 9/11 are still with us. Amen. I have a good friend of mine, a partner to this ministry and good personal friend. And he's a strange kind of a guy. And when he retired from the United States Army, he was Special Forces, full colonel, and he pastors a church. Now, that's a little different. And he pastors in Alaska, and we were in Alaska at this time. And he said, Kenneth, I'm going to be deployed again. And he said, would you and Gloria please lay hands on me and on my wife? And so it was, I said, sure. So we did that day. And I said, Keith, let me tell you something now. I said, this has been something that's been proven over the years. And where I first found out about it was from an officer, infantry officer in World War I. And I related it to him. Because he told me, he said, I've been put in command of a high casualty unit. And he said, we were talking about praying about that. I said, Keith, you have every man in your outfit memorize the 91st Psalm. And you have them memorize it just like they had to memorize the general orders when they first came into the Army. And of course, that's in other branches of service too, but we're talking about Army here. And the same thing that you just walk up to one of them any day in the week and say, verse 5, I'll not be afraid of the terror, and I'll not be afraid of the missiles. I'll not be afraid what flies by night or by day. Make any verse you call out, he got to quote it to you. Yeah, he said, I'll do that. And then I said, call me and let me know how it works out. Well, of course, he went on to Iraq and Glory and I were sound asleep. It was about 3 o'clock one morning and the phone rang. I answered it and it's Colonel Keith Kerber. He hollered over that telephone. He's so excited. He said, I just couldn't wait to call you. He said, Kenneth, this was the end of his tour. He said, Kenneth, we had zero casualties. Zero. They went from a dangerously high casualty unit to zero. Zero. He called me sometime later. He said, I got a question I want to ask. He said, after I left there, the unit started having casualties again. I said, well, yeah, Keith, of course. I said, you undoubtedly had some men in that outfit that stayed with that, and particularly men that know the Lord that stayed with it. But the others, when you left, they didn't have to quote that anymore. But there you have it. They were activating the soldier's song. That's what it's called, the soldier's song. Did you ever wonder where 911 came from? Nine, one. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's where that phone number came from. Hallelujah. All right. Don't go into this battle without being well armed in the Word. Now, this is part of your weaponry right here. And our weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're power. They're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. So you let the Word fight its own fight.
There's someone with a spirit of infirmity in their digestive tract. And I saw, as it were, little white things as their body became where I could see through it. And the Lord said, your long-standing digestive infirmity has been caused by some parasitic activity in your being. that may have been defined or seen by a doctor, or you may have been wondering, Lord, what is it? You may have been questioning him for a long time. Lord, I don't understand. I'm believing. I'm standing. But you were somewhere, and that parasitic activity got in your digestive tract, and the Lord said, in my name, they die and leave your body today. And you foul spirit of infirmity, you come off that digestive tract of every person in the sound of my voice.
This is Darlene from Amosville, Virginia. She has had every kind of digestive problem, diverticulitis, Crohn's disease, just awful problem in the digestive intestinal area. She's been sick the whole time she's been here, sick feeling. She came in with headache, pain, everything. Right before she came to the meeting, she went to a different doctor, and she said, it's parasites. And one of you called out parasites. Are you ready for this? She'd been taking notes, all the healing scriptures on a tablet like this. During the service, and when you called out parasites, the book jumped out of where she'd put it in front of her and hit her in the stomach. The book with the word on it hit her in the stomach, and she's totally well.
God is my witness.
We have help. We're not here by ourselves.
How do you feel now?
I feel good.
Ma'am, the anointing's flushing every bit of that out of your being.
Yeah.
I saw through that, and I saw that. The Lord said, it's a spirit of infirmity. And I want you to understand, one of the reasons your body's reacting so to it, it's an unclean spirit. Not that you're unclean, but the enemy oppresses. And you didn't invite that in, take it in on purpose. He's a thief, but he has been evicted by the anointing
Praise
and the authority
God.
Of the name of Jesus.
I came believing and praying for healing at the service, and I'm thrilled to say that I got it. So I'm thanking God for my healing and looking forward to feeling much better.
We have Lisa and Kent from Richmond, Virginia. About 2005, Lisa contracted Lyme disease, and it created terrible stomach problems on the inside of her. Since 2005, she could not eat. Got to the point that she could not walk. She was paralyzed. About a year ago, Lisa said she got a hold of Brother Copeland's teaching, and she has been immersing herself in the Word. And today she can eat anything that she wants. Glory to God. She doesn't have to be carried around. She is not paralyzed. Can you walk a little bit for Lisa?
Yeah.
Go, go, go. Praise God.
You know, we got authority over everything that creeps, everything that crawls. We got authority over creeps in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I am free. Thank you so much. I spend every day with you and Gloria and everybody from there. And I want everybody to know that you were healed 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
And anything that says otherwise is a liar.
Glory, we receive it in Jesus' name.
Preach it, girl.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.